This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Foreign nationals are being evacuated from China as the official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak stands at 132, with confirmed Chinese cases nearing 6,000. It is a number already higher than the China-sourced SARS virus in 2002 and 2003, which eventually took some 800 lives. Some hours ago, a plane load of Americans arrived in Anchorage, Alaska from Wuhan, China, the center of the new epidemic. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, says everyone aboard was given a clean bill of health after screening.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more and were approved to continue on to California by the CDC.
Dr. Zink also called it a rewarding experience.
For many of us directly involved in this, it's become a moving and uplifting experience. The whole plane erupted into cheers when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
For the situation in the U.S., here is AP's Mike Kempen.
In the U.S. so far, there are 5 confirmed patients, 2 in Southern California and 1 each in Washington State, Chicago, and Arizona. They had all traveled to the hardest hit part of China, but there's no sign they have spread the illness to anyone around them.
Airlines have been making drastic changes in their travel schedules to and from China. The AP's Charles Oledesma has that report.
British Airways has announced it's immediately suspending all flights to and from mainland China after the British government warned against unnecessary travel to the country amid the virus outbreak. Finnair, Hong Kong-based Cathay Pacific, and Singapore-based Jetstar Asia are meanwhile cutting back on flights to the country as demand for travel drops. China has cut off access to the central city of Wuhan, epicenter of the outbreak, and 16 other cities to prevent people from leaving and spreading the virus further. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
From Washington.